Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm flying solo. You get a chat with just the one and only Dr. Stephanie Wigner. I was thinking about what I wanted to chat with you today about, and I think we're just going to give a little life update. I posted on my Instagram recently that I am in a priming season. So for those of you who follow me, maybe you've seen some of the stuff I've posted, but I really feel like I unlocked a new vision, a vision for myself, a vision for my life, a vision for my career after Scale Up, just because of how much freaking fun I had. I had so much fun. It felt so good. It was the highest high ever. One, I've never really done drugs at all. I've never even tried things, but it's just like when you're riding that high, like after an amazing wedding or amazing event, or you take the best vacation and you have to come down from that. That's how I felt after Scale Up. It was like, okay, how can I feel like this more often? So my team and I, we came back and we're like, yeah, we're definitely doing more events. So we're going to be rolling out a couples retreat in November. We're going to have room for six couples. And so I think honestly, most of my clients are going to end up snagging that, but maybe we'll have an opportunity for you to join us. And then I got a couple other things that I'm working on that I can't really tell you about yet, but I just want to be able to connect more in person with people. It's definitely where I thrive. It's where I get the most fulfillment. And so we also decided for our mastermind clients, we are going to open up what we're calling a pop-up event. So a few times a year, they're going to have an opportunity at no cost to them to fly in and spend the day with us, with Kyle and I at our house, diving into their businesses. And so we're doing our first one in July. I'm super pumped for that. And we're also week three into our first ever 90-day sprint. The clients inside of there are really loving the content. They're loving all the curriculum they have. They're loving the resources they have access to. I don't think I post enough about all the cool shit that I do, but I pretty much give it all away to the 90-day sprint people and my mastermind clients. I'm like, here's everything I've ever done. Here's every resource you could possibly need. Nikki's been in practice for 12 years. And when she joined the Wealthy Practitioner as a coach, she was like, oh my God, Steph, I can't believe this stuff that you have in here. Where were you 10 years ago when I needed you? And same with other people joining. They're like, oh my God, your young doctors that are your clients have no idea how lucky they are based on all the content that you give them. So we aim to give you anything that you could possibly need. But this week inside of 90 Day Sprint, we're going to talk about finances. And it's been fascinating to me, the high caliber entrepreneurs we have in there and how scared they are to look at their finances or how scared they are to go through it with a fine tooth comb. And I think that feeling's super normal. I personally love numbers, so I probably have never been super resistant to it. But I remember when I was in practice and it was like, okay, no, I need to look at this every day. That's how I'm really going to scale quickly. And things really did change after I started paying closer attention to my numbers, because we can't fix what we don't look at and we can't fix what we don't track. And so that's super important. But it's been interesting because I have gotten a lot of feedback lately that people are feeling like they're also in a priming season. They're being tested left, right, up, front, center, like any kind of way you could be tested. And one of the first things that comes to mind, I was having a rough day the other day and I was like, yeah, but Steph, God calls the qualified. The reason I'm feeling this much pressure is because I have really freaking big goals that I'm trying to reach, right? The reason I am feeling this whole back and forth is because I'm having to really do a deep dive into what it is I want and the life I want to achieve. How am I going to get there? And am I making decisions congruent with that? 90% of the time I am. Like, I know what I want and I go after it. But I think following Scale Up and having this huge life vision expansion It's like, okay, now that my life vision is expanded, am I spending my days every day that's getting me closer to that? Or are there more things I need to delegate? Are there more things on my plate that I need to let go of? And for me, the answer is yeah. I'll just share a little bit of the vision with you guys, but I really want to be on other stages, speaking for other people, speaking at other entrepreneurial conferences, writing books, like getting my message out there. I think I have a lot to share. The podcast has also been so fulfilling for me. So I'm like, how can I expand this? I have a couple of really, really cool guests as we kick off year two in June that I'm so excited to tell you about. I'm just going next level with everything. And it's like, okay, how much of my day-to-day am I doing managing the clinics, and what else could be delegated, or what else do we need to do to get closer to the goals that we have? And so we're having to make some decisions that align with that. And for anybody listening to this, sometimes decision making sucks. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you're forced to make decisions you don't want to. And maybe in the future, I can share a little bit more about those with you guys once they're finalized. But we're just really having to look at it all and be like, hey, are we living out our purpose? Are we doing what we're meant to? And that kind of stinks. And then usually when you're having these moments of reflection, the universe is testing you more than ever. The universe is like, do you want it? Do you want it? How bad do you want it? I'm going to make you prove that you want it. Do you want it that bad? Okay, well, that worked out, but I'm not going to let this thing work out because I want to see how bad you want it. And so it's like, you're kind of just getting punched over and over and over again. But the nice thing that my husband and I always say is we like the heat. So we're good. We're going to persevere. We're going to push through it. Entrepreneurship wasn't made for everybody, but I think we're a couple of the crazies that it was made for. And the harder you push against us, the harder we push back. I saw this post from Cody Sanchez the other day where she was like, yeah, I had a rough week. Like one of my execs at one of my companies resigned. I had a cash flow issue in another company. I had this other issue going on. And I was like, oh my gosh, Cody is dealing with first world problems inside a business, inside of being an entrepreneur, just like the rest of everybody. I think for my 90-day sprint clients, when they looked into their finances, some of them were pleasantly surprised. Some of them realized that maybe their goals weren't big enough. I know that's what I had to share with a few of them. Like, hey, you're doing a great job, but you're not pushing yourself enough. And sometimes I think it's easy for us to just be okay with growing incrementally, but we don't really change our lives when we do that. When we're only growing by $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month, and we're okay with that growth, we are not going to our destination fast enough. And likely there's some things that we can do to speed that up. And for others, it was like, hey, your revenue is absolutely fantastic. Like, job well done. Your expenses are too high. How are we going to course correct that and get those back to a healthy profit margin? And for others, it was like, what you're doing is working, but you need to increase your prices. You're not valuing yourself enough. And so then it's diving into that self-worth aspect. Like, why are we giving away care at this price? If it costs you $45 to deliver your services, why are you letting people pay you $40? And that's just an example. There are so many different examples once I start to dive into businesses of things that we look at. But this week we are chatting all things finances, and it's just been super eye-opening. I'm excited to have them really understand that it doesn't matter what level you're at, you are dealing with some kind of problem or obstacle within your business. And so for some people, maybe it's team and capacity. For others, it's finances. For others, it's marketing. But it's like, hey, if you're on this journey and you feel called to be an entrepreneur and create your own freedom, create your own legacy, create your own impact, you're going to have obstacles that you have to overcome. And lately, for my husband and I, we've been like, damn, are the obstacles worth the trade-off? And the answer we always come back to is yes, it is worth it. You could not catch me doing anything else. I'm addicted to business. I'm addicted to growth. But it's super important that at the end of it, we're not sacrificing too much to get to where we want to be. And that's really the whole basis of everything I talk to you guys about, is I'm not interested in sacrificing. I'm not interested in compromising. And so we just have to be strategic in our thinking, and we have to be strategic in the decisions we're making. A while back, Kyle had shared something that he had heard from Jeff Bezos, which was like, it's either a one-way or a two-way door decision. And you can make the decision, you can go through it, you can come back, no problem. That's a two-way door. But some decisions are one-way doors, where once you make that decision, you're not coming back from it. You're just going to have to adapt to move on. And for us, we really feel like we're being faced with a lot of one-way decisions right now. And so normally when we'd make decisions really quickly, it's like, okay, this one's going to have a greater impact on us. Let's make sure that it's the right decision. I think sometimes it's good for my decision-making to be slowed down a little bit because that's what's necessary. And so I feel like I'm just rambling to you guys at this point, but I don't know if you like that or not. I usually try to be straightforward on the podcast, but also I feel like I've had so many guest speakers lately. I haven't just got to get on here and chat with you guys about things that I'm seeing or things that I feel are working. I just know that it's a priming season for a lot of people. And the same day that you plant the seeds is not the same day that you reap the harvest. And we're in a planting seed phase, and it's easy to want to give up during that phase because you're not seeing the direct return on all your effort, or you're really gearing up for the next level. You're putting all the work in, but you're not seeing the fruits of that labor yet. It's important for you not to lose sight of why you're doing it and the goal that you're working towards. And for some of us, I think sometimes we get carried away with passion and we're like, oh, I'm so passionate about this, I'm going to do it. But is it getting you closer to your purpose? And again, I'm passionate about a lot of things in my life. I'm passionate about my family. I'm passionate about chiropractic. I'm passionate about coaching. I'm passionate about self-development and like my own growth journey. But it's like, okay, make sure that I'm prioritizing things that get me closer to my purpose. That's what I want to leave you guys. Are you chasing passion or are you chasing purpose? And sometimes they're the same thing. But often we get distracted by passion when purpose needs to be our North Star. That's it. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.